Thank you very much. Welcome back. Yesterday at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds in West Fargo, North Dakota U.S. Senator John Hoeven held a roundtable discussion with the Fargo-Moorhead-West Fargo Chamber of Commerce. Although the discussion focused around immigration, education, and the SNAP program, Hoeven always returned to North Dakota's number one industry.
And we are an ag powerhouse. You know, in the One Big Beautiful Bill, we basically included the heart and soul of the Farm Bill. And what I mean by that is we've been stuck for 2 years with extensions on the Farm Bill. And the reason for it is that the people on my side of the aisle, so I chair Ag Appropriations and I'm senior on the, Bozeman actually chairs the Ag Authorizing side, but I'm senior right next to him and McConnell on the authorizing side as well. So both Ag committees, and Senator Bozeman and I worked very closely together, and we were adamant that we were not going to get a Farm Bill, we were not going to agree to a Farm Bill if we didn't update ARC and PLC reference prices. As you know, commodity prices are very low. Cattle, livestock are doing pretty good, but for our farmers, prices are very low right now. And the countercyclical safety net and crop insurance are the two things that, you know, get our farmers through the tough times. And so I have a marker bill that I've had in for some time. It's called the Farmer Bill. Essentially, it makes crop insurance more affordable. It was an absolute requirement that that be part of the Farm Bill. And we weren't going to pass the Farm Bill without my Farmer Act, which has every single Republican member of the Ag Committee on it. It was going to be in there, or there wasn't going to be a bill passed, because it makes crop insurance more affordable. It helps the farmer buy up to a higher level of coverage with more premium support. And you all know what the insurance market's like right now. It's tough. But it helps them with more premium support, both to insure at their farm level, but also for a feature called supplemental coverage option, where they can buy additional coverage on top. And that's the key component. I won't go into all the aspects of it, but it really helps crop insurance, which is a farmer's number one risk management tool, and we use it more than any state in the country per capita. So that, and then the second thing is ARC and PLC, that's the countercyclical safety net, and those reference prices had to be increased, or the safety net wasn't a safety net. It didn't do enough. And so we essentially put those things in the One Big Beautiful Bill, and we updated reference prices about 15 to 20%. And so here's the difference that it makes for North Dakota, just those components. And then we put some of the livestock programs that I had legislation in on as well. But we essentially put the key components of the Farm Bill as far as support for our farmers and ranchers in, as we call it now, OB3.
And I had a chance to visit one-on-one with Senator Hoeven.
The first Trump administration came out real quickly with a little economic stimulus because of the impact of the tariffs. Crop prices are really hurting now, and farmers are really hurting now. I know there hasn't been much talk on another check in the mail for farmers, but is that possible?
Well, that is possible. I've been talking to Jameson Greer, to Brooke Rollins, and to Scott Besson. I'm going to talk to Scott Besson tomorrow, really, because they're negotiating with Chinese right now, and really emphasizing whether Chinese or these other folks, we got to have some sales right now, or we really are looking at a situation with an MFP like we did the first go around. And we've done the spade work on that, so, you know, but obviously, you know, USDA would have to trigger it, but we've talked to them. So we're not at that point yet. I think the way we would avoid needing that is to get some sales, and that's what I'm pushing on real hard right now. But, yeah, obviously that's a possibility if we don't get sales pretty soon.
And a deal with China, that's kind of slow to come.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, the trade negotiators have been lining up these other markets, but we still got to move some product to China. They're just such a big buyer.
North Dakota U.S. Senator John Hoeven on agriculture. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. We'll be right back with more on that OB1 bill.